Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, so how many of you in Sunday school or at some point in your lives learned the song about Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus was a wee little man. And that is probably the primary thing that we remember about Zacchaeus, that he was short in stature. I've always been relatively tall, and so I have not experienced the challenges facing shorter people. The only time I remember as an adult feeling short was when I attended an NBA game. And it wasn't just the players, it was all the people in the crowd were way taller than me. But that is an exception. So I have had to hear your concerns. I've had to be reminded that sometimes your feet do not touch the floor when you are sitting in standard chairs. I've had to be told that you automatically have to turn up your pants legs to make them not drag on the ground. And maybe you get overlooked sometimes, or maybe you get even some negative attention for your size. And I'm sure there are all sorts of ways that you compensate. You probably have a stool in your kitchen to be able to get up to those high cabinets. Zacchaeus accommodates for his height by climbing a tree. He is short, but you know, he's not invisible, and people know very well who and what he is. Zacchaeus is a chief tax collector, and he is rich. And probably those two things go together, his job and his wealth. He may very well have accrued his wealth from his work. And last week we talked about that, the despised tax collector who was praying in the temple and asking mercy for his sins. And you may remember that tax collectors were hated. They were a fact of life in Jesus' time, but people did not like it because they collected taxes for the Romans and they collected some extra for themselves. So they were agents of the oppressors and financially corrupt to themselves. And as a result, they were cast out of their community. They were not valued members. They were alienated. So Zacchaeus isn't just any old tax collector, he is a chief tax collector. Definitely, he is despised and viewed as a sinner by his neighbors. And those neighbors are righteous, they are aggrieved, and they grumble loudly and get mad when Jesus pays attention to Zacchaeus. And we're told that Zacchaeus climbs a tree because he's curious about Jesus. He wants to see him over the heads of the crowd, those who are taller than him. But you know, there's some other reasons that people climb trees. People climb trees sometimes to hide or to escape from people who are mad at them. And maybe under certain circumstances, a big enough crowd could be a danger to Zacchaeus. And so that had me wondering, why do you climb trees? Metaphorically speaking, of course. Why do you climb trees? What are you trying to hide from? What are you trying to escape? Do you carry the memory of childhood bullying, a memory so strong that sometimes you still wish you were invisible? Are people making so many demands of you and expecting you to do so many things that you do not know how to do that you just want to run away? You head to the nearest tree? There are many reasons to climb a tree, many ways in which we feel lost and lonely, shut out of our community, helpless, even hopeless. Zacchaeus does have one thing going for him. He's curious. He's curious about Jesus, and he wants to see who he is. He wants to see what he's like. But there are all these obstacles in his way. He is lost in plain sight. He's lost to his community, lost to his faith. He's corrupt. He's reviled. He's a sinner. Everyone has given up on him. Maybe he's even given up on himself. And there are times when we, too, may feel lost in plain sight. Perhaps you're coming regularly to church, but no one knows the pain in your heart or the trouble in your soul. For all sorts of reasons, perhaps no one is really seeing you. There are obstacles in our way, too. There are obstacles in Zacchaeus' path that get in the way of seeing Jesus, and an apathetic man would probably have given up and gone home. But Zacchaeus climbs a tree, and he seems perfectly happy there. He seems happy hanging out in his tree. He's got a good view. But when Jesus comes along, for Jesus, escaping up a tree is not good enough. And Jesus calls on Zacchaeus to do more. "Hey, Zacchaeus, hurry and come on down. I've got to stay at your house today." Once again, Jesus wants to eat with a sinner and bring him into fellowship. And he sees this sinner and sees all that he could be, sees that Zacchaeus, too, is a child of Abraham, a child of God. And Zacchaeus surprises us by immediately repenting, turning from the sin of abusive tax collecting, and he offers to repay any fraud that he has committed four times over, and to give half of his possessions to the poor. Friends, this is way beyond token giving. This is way beyond even tithing. This is the response of a deeply grateful heart. This is the response of someone who has been transformed, utterly transformed by the encounter with Jesus. And my prayer at this stewardship time, as we dedicate our pledges, is that your gifts are made with deeply grateful hearts. Now, in most Bible stories, it is an interesting practice to reflect on which character or which characters we identify with. Who are we like in the story? And what does Jesus have to say to us particularly? Are we, say, the neighbors? Are we the neighbors of Zacchaeus, righteous because we have been abused and grumbling at Jesus because he is showing favor to this sinner? Well, we know we grumble sometimes. So perhaps occasionally we are like the members of the crowd. And as such, I think we need to know how and be warned how dangerous we can be when we are feeling aggrieved. Perhaps we would rather identify in the story with Jesus. Perhaps we've been working really hard to accept others and to see those who are different from ourselves from their point of view. Those who are short, those who are tall, those who are differently abled, even those who are sinners. Or, you know, perhaps we are most like Zacchaeus. Much of the time, we know we are sinners. We know that we are lost and stuck up a tree, unable to change, stuck and lonely. And Jesus comes by each tree. He calls each of us by name. Zacchaeus, hurry and come down. Art, Emily, Chris, Carol, Chuck, don't stay up there a moment longer. I need you down here. I need you to start doing my work, the work of my kingdom. Jesus changes Zacchaeus, and Jesus changes us. Jesus sees Zacchaeus for who he is and meets him with compassion and mercy. And there is no escaping. There is no hiding from Jesus. All that we are, all that we have done, is plain to him, and we are met with compassion and mercy. Once Jesus comes to your tree, really, there is no choice but to come down. There is no choice but to respond joyfully and generously and to rejoin the community. And this is the communion of saints from all the ages. Saints, not perfect people who have never done any wrong, but the opposite. People whom Jesus has looked in the eye and seen completely. People whom he has forgiven and restored to community. Church, Zacchaeus is part of the communion of saints, and so are we. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.